It's time for Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. A chance to hear from the coaches and athletes from Garden City High School. Let's go live to Mama's Bar and Grill in Garden City and join the voice of the Buffaloes, Baylen Height.
Welcome live into another edition of the Garden City High School Coaches Show from Mama's Bar and Grill. Baylen Height live with you tonight for what will be probably an abbreviated Garden City High School Coaches Show. Just have two sports joining us. First, it'll be track and field. Softball to follow after that. But as always, we're just jumping right into our show. Come on down and join us or stop in throughout the night. Mama's Bar and Grill always providing the specials and always being a great host site for the Garden City High School Coaches Show. No Brian Hill tonight, but we are graced with the presence of Mr. Chet Skinner here for us. And Coach Skinner obviously is going to be the jumping specified coach. That's where you would say you specialize yourself overall, Coach. But it's a pretty good area to be this year, especially for a young lady by the name of Haley Brown. We'll talk about Haley and what she's been able to do this year. But you guys are coming off of a meet from Friday night in Wichita on April 21st. Overall, a lot of really great performances, kind of an uncharacteristic ending, as in they don't keep the total team scores. It's what was about that? Because I know there was a comment that it's not officially kept, but there were obviously times and there were the points kept by a team, but it wasn't against versus a team or anything like that, right?
Correct. I think it was kind of on the way home. We were looking, navigating through all the times and how we did, and I think we were able to find total team results, but it was I can't even remember how we got to it, but there are results, so I'll get those sent to you.
Yeah, we were able to get some results out. Obviously, we had the full team scores, but it wasn't like the traditional track meet in the sense that you were actually competing overall as a team,
yeah,
right? For the first,
yeah.
Is that normal for that track meet, or is it the first you guys have competed in this meet?
No, we've been there before, but yeah, that was different that you didn't see those ongoing and continued results.
Hmm. Something a little different. Maybe it helps the pressure. Maybe the mental game of the athletes. Maybe not, as you get a chuckle there. Some standout performers. I'll just quickly run down the list. We'll talk about everybody individually, but just to get a good recap and a refresh, Jerry Arteaga winning the 100 and the 200, a 10.95 for Jerry. In the 100, a 21.97 in the 200. And I thought a really great quote there on the article on gcbuffsathletics.com was Coach Hill said that he believes Jerry's a better 200-meter runner than he is in the 100-meter. I feel like a lot of people who maybe just see the scores flash or they see the news headlines, Jerry typically partaking in the 100. Is it true that he's probably a little bit more so equipped for the 200, or is that just a little bit of confidence trying to back Jerry?
Oh, probably. Jerry's fast, and his top-end speed is really fast. It just may take him a little bit to get up and start moving, but I think he'll surprise a few people here as we get to going at the end of the season on how much that start of his slowly gets better to where that 100 looks just like it does in the 200.
Well, it was his first time running the 200 as well, if I'm not mistaken, and I know there's strategy behind that, getting him in an open environment and kind of changing the way that you want him to run. I would say you win the event, that's pretty good, a 10.95, a 21.97 with some time to kind of work there, I think certainly sets Jerry up for what will be a really great finish to the rest of the half season, because we are at the midway point, or just about at the midway point. Jerry also a part of that 4x100 team that finished second place. Alan Cherez there, Odier Furman, and Brody Burns, a 43.31, a second place finish. I know you're working with the jumpers, and you don't get an opportunity, at least I know Coach Hill has talked about this before, where he's in one area of the field, track and field, different things are happening at different times, and depending on how big the meet might be, you don't necessarily get to see everybody or see everything, but is there anything that kind of stands out to you from that group in the 4x100?
Just we've had a little inconsistency, so we've plugged in a few guys, and you know, just especially with that 4x1, a handoff makes or breaks you, and you know, we start plugging in dudes to get a couple open times, maybe then compare that to your 4x1 splits, and then we can maybe push a little bit to have that competitiveness to maybe get some guys to start moving a little bit. So
well, I also thought about this too, knowing Alan and the outstanding wrestler that he is. There's probably a little bit of, not a learning curve, but getting himself in track shape versus being in wrestling shape. And I see that time, I think it was the best posted time by that 4x100 group this season. You'd mentioned some inconsistencies, and I feel like it's only going to improve when you get guys like Allen, Brody Burns, who was more probably in basketball shape overall to begin the year, maybe not so much now, and see those guys improve in the times. Do you see that from some of the athletes, especially the ones that are a part of a winter sport heading into the track season?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. And I think track's, you know, kind of a different breed. Like football shape is different from basketball, and basketball is different from, you know, wrestling, and wrestling's definitely different than track. So, you know, you start seeing some times and jumps or throws or whatever it is. Now you really get the guys in their groove, and you can really see some impressive times or distances or whatever you want to call it.
Well, it's certainly kind of setting itself up to look like that, and I think that through the beginning of the year, we talked to Coach Hill once, and now where we're at with some of these runners, and we still have to talk about the distance guys, Devin Chappell leading the way there. The times are improving. It's going according to plan from what Coach Hill had told us, and I think that's really good start to see. We talk about Devin Chappell, a 4 minute 27 seconds 6.7 in the 1600 meter. His state time last year for a third place finish was a 4.2615, so he's working to cut that down a little bit more overall. He was also a part of a 1-2-3 sweep for the Buffaloes, winning the 3200 meter with a time of 9.4698. Kalen Munoz a 9.4956, and Lawson Weilert Bamer a 9.5.24. How much of the distance, guys, did you get to see, and what did you take away from that whole thing?
Oh, just a little bit. It seems like jumps have gone from the very beginning to the end of the meet, so I'm kind of over there by myself. But, no, I mean, just from the results and kind of how our stats pages, I think it's one of the few times those guys have ran it this season, so maybe their second time. So it's cool to see a first early season to a mid-season, and you see a dramatic improvement there, you know, 14, 15 seconds from the first time to now.
And you do see that a lot, too, though, whereas the improvements come, but there is a little bit of a selection process as to maybe this event is more equipped to get these guys in, I guess, live action versus the practice field. You're dealing with the jumpers, I'm sure, as far as when we talk about Haley, you'll have kind of an idea, maybe a better centered idea as to why you hold out an athlete here, maybe why you plug him in here. But what is the decision there to move guys or gals in and out depending on where you're at?
Kind of wear and tear, especially with those long distance guys. You don't want them probably running that 3200 every meet, you know, trying to keep them fresh, especially with their jumpers. You know, if someone's constantly hitting that a PR or something, you know, you're trying to keep pushing maybe. Or if they've kind of plateaued a little bit, you may pull them out, rest them a week, and focus on one event and try to go from there.
So it's more about just, I guess, usage versus maybe where they're equipped to race better here, because maybe in different sports you see matchups a lot being played, whereas with track and field, I think it's so individual that it does get lost in the mix as to why you may or may not hold an athlete out. Looking over at the girls' side, some top performers. Haley Brown continued to be really stellar, winning the triple jump, a leap of 35.11.50, while placing fifth overall in the long jump of 15.06. I know she's capable of getting up to that 16 mark. She takes fourth in the 200-meter dash, 26.68. Is she the best well-rounded athlete you guys have in the track and field circuit this year?
She definitely does a good job. She definitely does a good job. She works hard in practice, so I'm not taking anything up from her there. But there's a few girls out there that do a really good job. Mm-hmm. A few.
Because when you look at Haley, I mean, you don't see – well, I guess I'll ask you this. How often do you see a sprinter perform well in the jump? Is that pretty commonplace at the high school level? Okay, so it's not something that's that far away from a realm of possibility. 35.11.50, that's a first-place finish. I know the long jump, she's working on getting to that 16 mark, if I'm not mistaken. Where does she need to kind of get herself to get to that mark?
That 16 mark, I think she jumped 16.3, 16.5, 16.6 earlier this year. But that's a pretty good mark early, or like right now. Yeah. You push a 17, and then that's pretty darn good. And then an 18, you're kind of in that top tier for girls there.
Well, I think that wasn't the liberal meet, was it? Maybe it was where the wind was aiding. There was a day you guys competed, and the wind was just absolutely howling.
That first meet, Dodge,
the wind was pretty good. That was the first meet, because we had Coach Hill on after that first meet, and I know he had cautioned us a little bit and said, there's a lot of great scores out there. These guys and gals are going to have a lot of great scores, a lot of great distances, times. Some were helped by the wind. Others were hurt by the wind. So take it in moderation. And it is still one of our first meets of the year.
Because it would have been that Dodge when she jumped 36 in the triple and then turned around at Great Bend, jumped it again, and then just last week jumped another 35-11. So she's right in that neck of the woods there.
So what's the confidence factor, or more so maybe the better question, the consistency factor for Haley, and what is the key going to be for her moving forward as we get closer to state regionals and whatnot?
Going off last year with Haley, just staying healthy, make sure her legs are fresh. I think she had a heck of a couple jumps early in the season and dealt with a quad injury, which a couple kids are probably dealing with here. But just, you know, if you're healthy and you're able to go, that's a good sign.
Once again, we're chatting here with Chet Skinner, the jump, I guess, what would it be officially? The
coach.
There we go. Track and field assistant coach here for Garden City High School. And what a year it's been so far for the Buffaloes on the track and field circuit, nearing the midway point. We're highlighting today their last meet on Friday night, April 21st, down here at Mama's Bar and Grill. A couple more athletes would like to shout out on the ladies' side. Kate Weesey plays third and fourth in her two distance races, a third in the 3200, a fourth in the 1600. Also Camden Carr taking second and third, respectively, in the 100 and 300-meter hurdles. Lady Buffs relay team also doing very well, a 4x800-meter dash with a group of Ruby Mueller, Kate Weesey, Kira Hageman, and Quinlan Harms. 4x100 baton unit, Amaya Gallegos, Mackenzie Lucas, Taryn Avalon, and Haley Brown running a 5.319. I mean, there was a lot of really good overall depth races, I feel like, on the ladies' side. There wasn't a ton of top finishers, but 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it might be. And I know those are important when you start talking about postseason. Is we're at the midway point. What have you seen from the team overall, and what are some of the things moving forward that need to kind of come together to have success in the postseason?
Well, like I mentioned on earlier, just overall health, making sure kids are healthy. You know, starting out the season, not throwing them in every event that they can do, easing them into it, making sure legs are fresh constantly, week in, week out. But I think overall depth, and I think it's really shown on the girls' side from early in the season to now. And then you take the boys at Heights, I think we scored a point in every event besides one. So that shows you good coverage and us being able to place guys in events and do well.
And that's very important for state, correct?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, when you look down and try to see what the overall team is trying to do in postseason there in Wichita, I feel like that the pieces are there, right? We're starting to see these things come together for both the boys and girls. As we look ahead to the next meet for you guys, the Hutchinson Invitational, that's another Friday meet before the Mike Smith Invitational here in Garden City, the solo varsity meet in Garden City. If you want to get there, be there Tuesday, May 2nd at Buffalo Stadium. What do you need to see moving forward on that Friday night meet? What do you feel like could be a pretty good grouping of athletes, or who might be primed for a really good showing there at Hutchinson?
Hutch is a tough meet. You got a good group of those Central Kansas teams coming out. So, you know, if anything, just being able to handle the long day, multiple jumps, multiple races, some maybe even double the amount of what you're used to with your prelims and then your finals, or your prelim jumps, throws, and then even with the finals. So being able to handle that and still compete at a high level. So,
how different is it, in your opinion, from when you see these athletes on a Friday meet where it's the final day of the week, they've got to, you know, prepare as if they're going to school, but they're just going to compete, versus maybe a Saturday meet or a Tuesday hour drive type of meet?
That's hard. You'd think a full week of practice would be good, but a lot of times they're real fresh coming off that weekend, and then you have a lighter practice on that Monday, so that Tuesday meet can sometimes appear real good. So, but I don't know, kids are wild. Who knows, man? Hopefully we keep getting good meets on Tuesdays and Fridays, so that'd be nice.
Does it change the way you guys prepare throughout the week, though?
Definitely. Wear and tear, like I said, you have a good group of kids or a large group of kids that are struggling to run, legs seem heavy or aches and pains kind of accumulating, you may take it easy, scale it back, and like I said, you know, if you're healthy, you're good to go. If you're beat up and you can't go, you're not doing anybody any good. So,
all about health, all about keeping everyone at their best. if you could put an attainable goal out there as we close out this conversation with Garden City Track and Field, what are you looking for? I mean, I know we've talked about health quite a bit, and Coach Hill really hammered that as well when he was on here. I mean, I know he's a big proprietor in keeping everybody fresh, keeping everybody ready to go, even talking back to football, right? That was always part of this group, is playing the best football at this time. To be competing at the best level, what needs to go right for you guys to continue to see this process over the next 2 weeks?
Well, we'd like to have a good week of practice, so hopefully the weather stays nice, get us out there and actually have practice, not condense it down or modify it. But
tell me you don't want any rain.
I'm not going to say that.
You might get hunted down. I don't know.
My father-in-law may get me. But no, just being healthy, like I said, and having good meets and competing at a high level. You know, we've had a lot of kids hit a PR and then may bounce a little below that, but then hit it again, and bounce below that, then hit it again, and then get another PR. So hopefully keep pushing in the right direction. And you got a good meet against Hutch. Our home meet on that Tuesday will be good. Nice to not travel anywhere. And then whack at Great Bend. So that'll be a nice one.
What events typically play pretty well at Buffalo Stadium? Is there one in particular that you might see an increase or some of the best times of the year from the competitors?
That's tough. I don't know.
Because I know sometimes the venue can help or hurt a certain event, and you might see lesser times or better times. Just thought that might, you know, something to factor in there. Buffalo Stadium has its favorite event that it likes to help and cater to.
I bet you your throwing and your jumps may be a little different just because you're on your same boards, you have your marks already, you're in the same ring, you know down or you know your distances and stuff like that. So maybe a little, I guess, home field advantage, so to speak.
It's hard to pick up and track, but well, Coach Skinner, we certainly appreciate you coming out.
Thank you.
Getting the call out of the bullpen there, kind of filling in last second.
Of course.
A fantastic job. We appreciate the talk, and if we don't see you again, we'll see you in football season for sure, and thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Hey there. Thank you.
That is head coach, or rather assistant coach, Chet Skinner of Garden City Track and Field. We're going to go ahead and head on to a break. When we come back, we are chatting with Garden City High School softball about their 8-2 start to the season, currently fourth in the west side of the 6A regional. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to the Garden City High School Coaches Show on 99.9 The Rock.
Hey, don't let this